Avery stood on the cliff top, looking out over Whitehaven Harbour and the sea beyond. It was after 10 at night, and the moon peeked out behind ragged clouds, casting a milky white path over the water. Alex stood next to her and sighed.
This is crazy. I told you it was a waste of time.
We have to check. The old guy was insistent he'd seen something. He looked panic-stricken.
He'd probably had a few too many rums.
You didn't see him, Avery persisted. He looked white, and he said he'd only seen something like it once before in his lifetime, and that was just before a couple of young men disappeared and were never seen again.
Alex snorted and Avery punched his arm. I can't believe you're scoffing after all we've seen recently.
It had been just over a week since the five witches had broken the binding spell beneath the Church of All Souls, marking the end of a fight that had been going for years with the Favershams, a family of witches who lived in Harecombe, the town next to Whitehaven. The binding spell had been cast centuries earlier by Helena Marchmont, Avery's ancestor, and the other four witch families in Whitehaven. It had trapped a demon and the Faversham's ancestor beneath the church using a huge amount of magic. Breaking the spell had been difficult, but with the help of Helena's ghost they had succeeded, releasing magical energy that increased their own power. They had then defeated Sebastian Faversham, rescued Sally, and regained Reuben's missing grimoire. But Sebastian's final warning had proved correct. Strange things were indeed happening in Whitehaven. In the last few days, a dozen reports of strange noises and ghostly apparitions had been the centre of town gossip. Lights had appeared up at the ruined castle on the hill in the dead of night, and one fishing boat had reported seeing green lights in the depths of the sea before they had hurriedly left the area and sailed for home. On top of all that, Helena had reappeared, if only briefly, in Avery's flat. The scent of violets had manifested first, and then the smell of smoke and charred flesh, and Avery had yelled out, "Helena, stop it!" Fortunately, or not, Avery couldn't work out which she preferred. She couldn't see Helena very often now, but it was unnerving to detect her unique presence in the flat. She hadn't resorted to warding the flat against her, but was seriously considering it. Although Avery hoped these manifestations would settle down, she suspected they were only the beginning. And then that morning, an old man had appeared in the shop. He looked around nervously and then approached Sally, who in turn escorted him over to Avery as she sorted some new stock in a quiet corner.
"This is Avery," Sally said cheerfully. "I'm sure she can help you, Caleb."
She gave Avery a knowing look and left them to it, Caleb wringing his cap as if it was soaking wet.
"Hi, Caleb. Nice to meet you. How can I help?"
Avery adopted her friendliest smile.
Caleb looked at her as if she would bite.
I've got something to tell you that you might find interesting."
"Go on."
She nodded encouragingly.
"I hear you may have abilities others may not," he said, almost stumbling over his words.
Oh, this was going to be one of those conversations. She hesitated for a second, wondering what to say.
"I may have, yes."
"I was on that fishing boat the other night."
Avery was confused for a second, and then realization flashed across her brain. "The boat that saw the lights?" She looked at Caleb with renewed interest. His hair was snowy white, but thick and brushed back from his face, falling to his collar. He had a full white beard and wore a heavy blue jacket despite the heat, thick cotton trousers and Wellington boots. His face was covered in wrinkles, but his pale blue eyes were alert and watchful. He reminded her of the old sea captain from the Fish Fingers adverts.
"Yes, the boat that saw the lights. I wasn't going to say anything, but I remember only too well what happened the last time I saw them.